Blog Talk Radio.
Goodness in this song. You know, it is the way we think and the way we feel that makes a good life, and or depress our life, or you know, make unhappiness. It takes a lot. It draws much energy out of us to think of the human world that we are living in on this planet. You know, things could be completely different from what it is. But what it is what it is. And we are who we are. What we do is learn from what we see, what we perceive, and all the elements around us that we can learn from. And it is all sufficient to keep us into the sphere of this earth world we live in. Well, I happen to become highly sensitive, and when it comes to the elements that give us life, and you know, we are at our best when we think and feel healthy. There are other things that I think about that I know. Can't blame other people who don't think about certain things that I think. And that is, we are very fragile people. And just to think that we come into this world under mysterious circumstances. In the womb, first of all, you know, when we come here by a mother and a father, we we spent a good 9 months of a year in our mother's womb. For a moment, if you think about that and see what you can find in that experience, though we didn't at the time, during that 9 months, we were not aware that we are a life. We didn't know. And whether our mother had a good experience, you know, bringing us, developing and, you know, bringing us to maturity, we don't know. And we don't share any of what they call the morning sickness if, you know, our mother go through all of, much of that, if any. But it is widely talked about to my recollection. It seemed like it's usually most women will experience morning sickness, baby morning sickness. You know, I mean, when we think about it deeply, then there shouldn't be any children that come along and parents, you know, take good care of it. And then you grow up to kill your mother or kill your father. So think of the difference. Think of the time when your father and your mother usually trying to have a pleasant time of sex. Because basically that's what we see here in the modern world. Nobody's really, apart from the exception that people want to have a child. and they try to have a child, then you understand why they are trying to have fun. It's a fun that precedes having a child. All right. Now, I'm talking about the experience of us spending 9 months after conception in our mother's womb and what experience it is. Do we all understand that process and why we are here? My observation, or one of the observations I have of that life process, where, you know, that moment, that time, that moment, that evening, that night, that day or whatever, there was a love thing going on in the mind of our parents. And it's the normative. But we do know that some children are born from rape and undesirable circumstances. So no, I'm not going to go there, but I will. I will identify that is a part of what causes children to be born, right? It's not the normative, but it does happen. I'm looking at how innocent and how unknowing it is to us. One of the strange parts of this process that why affects my mind is the fact that, you know, it is notable that we were not swimming. We were not swimming. How can you be enclosed in our mother's belly? And we are, you know, we remain alive. You know, what make us remain alive? And that is common to lower animals, you know, who carry their young for whatever time. May not be 9 months like human, you know, civilized human being, but the thing is, what type of a science causes conception? Causes conception and bring to birth. And you cannot enter. If you say that, you cannot go back into your mother's womb once you're born. No. There is no provision to keep you alive in that womb again. You go through that once. But how do we treat that process after the fact that we become mature to understand that we are a human, a woman, or a male or a female, but we can now use our ability to look into the situation of how we come about. Knowing it is an awe. We may not take it for something that is very astonishing. The distinction of living in such a condition then, living in that condition until a time for birth causes contraction to have a baby, to deliver your baby. So looking at the scientific programming in a woman's body to bring a child, develop from the sperm and the egg until, you know, until birth. You think about that. We don't have anything to do with it. Do we? No, we don't. All right. So we can look and we can assess, we can analyze the process and analyze it with the understanding that we've been through it. As impossible as it may seem, it happened though, and we've been through it. But not oftentimes, a lot of people think about it, and time to appreciate the process. You know, and the body that carries that, what you call that, tarnishing science process biologically that we go through day and night, 9 months of that, and we don't know going or coming, we don't know nothing. But it shows that life exists outside of our adult consciousness. And though we are up and doing things, we couldn't be up and doing things unless we went through that process and be here in another dimensional world where we now have to breathe on our own. So looking at the world around us now, you know, it's a big arrangement. Human civilized life, a very, very crucial arrangement. And we did not make that arrangement. Okay? We did not. So we become adult and we begin to like live life the way nature arranged for us to live. Because remember, look back at what the experience was to be in the womb there, and you don't see any human and lower animals. In a position to be accredited with any part of the process that they help out with. They don't help out with none of it. So what happened since we become adult now and we are living life and totally oblivious to the way we come about? And we don't want to think about that, dwell upon that the way we come. But what happened if you didn't come here? What happened? So we come into a system. A system we did not create. Okay? A system we did not create. Now, I'm saying all of that because you know what? Beneath this, I am angry. I am angry. And you may not have reason like me. Maybe you could, but let's say you do not. You might not see any reason why I am angry about this. But think about the process I just tried to explain. Think about that. And see whether or not anything is going on around you that make you feel very bitter about what's going on around you. Think about the amount. All right, first of all, let's deal with this in a more in a very purposeful way. Make sense of the whole experience of, you know, coming through the birth and go up into an adult. And think of it that we did not create the fashioning. We did not. We didn't have anything to do with it. So this intricate process that we come to, we are only performing based on a programming inside of us. But now we perceive our existence as something we control. When somebody says, you know, my body is mine, I do what I want to do with it, and some other things that people think is like, you know, they have the final authority over themselves. But you're born and coming to a system that you did not create. You did not create, and you only can deal with what it is and appreciate what it is. All right. Well, let's say that our first exposure to that phase of development where we will understand our surroundings and understand why we are here and what causes us to be useful in this dimension of life. This juncture leads me to think of the species. The earliest human species in the world is a textbook here, tells me about hominids. And hominids have subgroups like Homo erectus, and that they live very long time, but at least their original ancestors life began like 3.5 million years ago. Right? 3.5 year 3.5 million years ago. And then 250,000 years later, here comes another species, wise sapien. And begot two subgroups. And then the earliest species offspring destroy the wise sapien species. Destroy it, not in a sense of like, you know, cut the throat and run the blood out. A different type of a destruction that's in different ways, but more psychological. Which means the sensory part of the brain is destroyed, and the kind of usefulness that we would have, we no longer have it because of that. What is done and done to our species, whereas we here who are alive today cannot do anything about it. In the sense that we could not prevent what happened because we were not around. We were in their loins. And that's the way life is today. So when you look at the purpose that brought us in the world and how we were fashioned, live the life given to you because of the structure and the form of your body and your mind. When you have someone else who comes in and destroys the potential that you have, I want to bring to your attention what I have said, because I know where all we are positioned on planet Earth today. It's basically, like in the modern world, you know, we are unfortunate to not have been born way back in the BC era, because where we are born now and the perception that we have of the world has to do with our sexuality alone. Because everything else that happens on the basis of sexuality. We are all here because of sexuality. However, the reason and purpose why there is sexuality is for reproduction. That goes in several different ways, right? But the thing is, once we are destroyed, scarcely will we ever overcome it. You know what I mean? All right. It is of concern that through the acts that destroy us came good for the destroyer, because the first humanoid did not speak a language. They were not civilized. And we are damaged through that medium. And it's as though it will remain that way throughout the lives of many of our people. Whose civilized mind became blight and don't have the mental power and capabilities like we are supposed to. And the enemy that destroy our minds and our existence biologically and mentally, they succeed and assume much of what we cannot afford to lose, but they got it. And go through a process of eliminating us as though we never came about. That is the picture of the ethnic people today. And when you say you live in the United States, you don't really, as an ethnic person, have the right sense. You don't have the right sense of civilization. You don't have a right sense of yourself as an ethnic person. You hear the words them used and kind of understand, but kind of, just kind of. Because once the mental capabilities are gone and you can only devote yourself to looking at the body of another opposite sex and want sex, and the purpose of sex is really just to have sex and you happen to have a child or a few children. See, because it's like everybody wants to have children of their own. But what I'm trying to say to you, under the circumstances where your species have been destroyed, because hominids, Homo erectus, decide that's what they wanted to do, because they've been around a long time and have a lot of, you know, common sense about, you know, having dominance over somebody else. And, you know, the dominance is not without sex. Sex is at the foundation of the destruction. They want to be the one in charge, right? And you look from the very beginning of the hostility against the other species, our species, by the hominid Homo erectus. They don't care about anything else besides gaining authority. Any way they can get that power, that's what they're going to do. And that's what they do with raping and destroying our species, wise sapien. And whilst they remain hominid primates. They are in a position to forge this avenue, and that's what they have done. And today, they are our government. But where we come from, we don't come from primates. We come from a different avenue of creation of Elohim's blood. Say, as it were, strangers from a planet out there called Nibiru. And there is the history that tells us everything about that and how our lives come about. Now, the fact that we don't even know that these white people and where they are coming from, they are looking the way we see them because of the evil they have done to us. But we don't know that, because what would it happen long time, and what would allow us to know is if we were aware and read and find out. Well, based on what they have done, we are disabled. So even if we even learn to read, we understand something else other than the truth. And it would become like something that never happened. We find a life to live that is not similar to the indigenous one that we should know. We something else, but we don't know. And when someone of us realize that something happened that lead us astray, it's hard to understand. It is hard to understand that something happened and it don't seem like reality. So you don't bother be concerned about it, because it's too far-fetched. However, life has depth, width, and height. And therefore, we are able to rise in spirit. And whatever has happened to us is the information exists. And it exists, let's say, in writing. And we have to be very, very grateful that words are available for us to know and have able to communicate, and we can know information that happened in the past. Well, we call this history. History is a record of the past, and all the things that have happened in the past, we can get to find out what happened in the past. This is where we are today, that the African ethnic people are in a very, very sad state. Very sad state. But now it is come to us that we can find out what happened if we, you know, if we want to. And what has been made wrong can be made right, because the energy that brought us here in such infinite, what I mean is like, in such a state where we are alive and we don't even know, right? We're in the womb for 9 months. We didn't know that. We come out of the womb, and it's going to take us a while before we are conscious enough that we are someone. We are somebody. We can talk. And display our emotions. And we can learn a lot of things. Now, especially world history of people who live and gone. And here we are today. We can know about them. So today, one of the things that is very troublesome about this kind of reasoning that I'm doing is that once your mind is go through retardation and you have lived a different life, as it were, learning things, covering up what you supposedly did know, and now full of what you have learned that totally black out, you know, like use one paint and paint over another, and you would never know that, you know, the blue or the whatever other color, that you yellow or whatever color that you use to paint over the other color, you are not able, somebody passing by and stuff like that, not only you, somebody who know that, oh, it was a different color before and it is now what it is, a different color now. Well, for us, ethnic people, fact that we have had another so-called, I mean, now crossbreed between us and another, and the earlier ape-like species, hominids. The fact that we are come to know that we are now mostly a cross between ape species that directly originate from primates, apes, southern apes of Africa, that is hominid species. Now we find ourselves to intermingle with them in sex. Whether it is something that we did deliberately or carelessly, we are affected by their blood, that a blood that was not supposed to talk or have any civilized humanity, not you, not civilized human. They are you. They are man. I mean, ape-like man. I don't know. They don't belong to like the human kind that hybrid is. Hybrid humans is the ethnic group of people come from the blood of the gods with the highest form of human civility. So when we are affected by this sexual contamination, it's difficult for us to overcome. It's difficult. So it's like you come on whatever you have, that's what you have to use. And if anybody should, even if your own mind tell you that, you know, something is wrong, you know, things don't really look so good, you know, in your surrounding and about other people, it don't look so good, you have to use the kind of sense that you find yourself with. And how are you going to know that you don't have enough sense? Well, you hear people say, well, you know, human beings don't use no more than 10% of their brain. You know, I used to hear it too. And I never understanding. I just think that, well, it just happens to be like that. No. I come to find out there is a reason why. We've been hearing people say, it is said that we only use 5% of our brain. There is a relevant information about it. People did not just conjure that up. They heard something and it come from somewhere, whether they find out or not. But some things that we hear is very relevant. But guess what? We don't have the pieces to put together. We can't put it together. Now, what happened to the individual who now come to understand that white people come from a different species from us, hybrid people? What happened when you find that out? And what happened when you find out that, how did they come as criminals? Where they come from with their criminal origin? Do you know? You know, I mean, you'd want to find out. Because now, things are going to remain as it is, as far as we know, because we cannot do anything to change it. But these white people were hominid for 3.5 million years. They didn't talk. They spent 1.5 million years in Europe. They left Africa and go over there. Do we know what they were able to do with since they are hominid or ape-like primates? We know that they don't have any future to begin talking naturally. You know, I mean, 3.5 million years? Don't talk at all. You're equivalent like to lower animal without speech. But then they start to talk. All right, but what about us? We are talking. You know, we're not them. We come from a different species. Did we spend a long time without talking? No. We are a different species. And we talk naturally, like within 6 months or so from birth. And we are hybrid. Real history tells us that we are hybrid. This world history textbook that is in front of me here, it doesn't tell you directly that we are hybrid, you know. But there's a reason why. However, when you read the world history textbook, it doesn't say anything that we are not hybrid either. It doesn't say that we are not ethnic people. To be ethnic people, you have to be hybrid. The Neanderthals, the first subgroup of the wild sapien, did not speak a language, but they were the third highest human being, completely natural, but unnaturally, the hybrid. We did not become hybrid because nature had created that, us like that in the beginning. No. But being created from a different species and then become hybrid, it's a different story. It is a different story. We are not like them. African hybrid people that come from a species 250,000 years ago not is in taxonomic sense not the same. We are not the same as hominid, primates, human. We are not. So there's a whole lot of distance between us. When they were like 2 million years in evolution, that was when they went to Europe. Right? You get it? That was when they went to Europe. And so now, my friends, this is something to ponder. You know, it's like outside of things you do as a human, you know, you got to have some time of reflection about life, who you are, and why life is the way it is. Because remember, our brain is compartmentalized to think a whole lot of different things at different times. And, you know, there is time to lust after sex, and there is time to do other things. And don't bother, you're not thinking about sex. Whenever we think about the human entity as a whole, and think about what it is today. The history tells us how white people were, you know, come about. You know, the system of evolution. Evolution is not it's not something to be negative about, because evolution is producing all kinds of life form, right? So I'm saying, when you look now and see that, learn the information of history that ethnic people were created in South Africa, right? And when we were created in South Africa, the white people, they were maybe just about, they were in Africa. They were in Africa. They were developing in Africa. hominid. They were hominid in Africa. However, at 2 million years old, these hominids leave Africa and go to Europe. Now, during around that time, the second species, the second species came about. This is like 250,000 years ago. So they are in Europe 1.5 million years ago now. So if you look at the time there, you can like look and analyze what went on, because 2 million years ago, not 2 million years ago, 1.5 million years ago, these hominid Homo erectus subgroup left Africa and go up into Europe, right? 1.5 million years ago, all right. But when they left Africa, they were 2 million years old. So right now where we are, they are like 3.5 million years old, if indeed it don't get moved from that count, where the history is saying that they could be like, it could be 4 million years as well, right? So whatever their computation is, you can see that 200,000 years ago, meaning we are here in the West, in the Western world, leave Africa when we were 100,000 years old in creation. So now we are out here 100,000 years outside of Africa. So that makes us altogether 200,000 years ago we were created in South Africa. Look, what I'm saying is important is that there is line drawn, you know, in the chronology of time, whereas what was going on at this time was not going on at the time before, and then what is going on now was not going on before at all, right? So we can separate things that happen in historical times. We can separate. All right? So we can see now that 40,000 years, somewhere within the 1.5 million years, the Y sapien came into Africa. And they began to have a subgroup. And that was the Neanderthals. So now the Neanderthals went over into Europe as well. So as long as the story in the World History textbook worth anything, that's what I'm using, because I don't have another history that tell us about modern time here, except the World History textbook, right? And clearly it values something, and I cannot speculate until if I have reason in history of a better record, and where what I am thinking must be modified. Until that happens, I go with what is being recognized now as the superlative. All right? So, we have on record now that the Wise Sapien subgroup, first subgroup, is Neanderthals. So if you see any writing out there, like you're likely to see, that is suggesting that Neanderthals come from some other origin, you just know that, you know, it cannot usurp the National Geographic World History, right? National Geographic World History, I am speaking to you from, concerning the species, two species of humankind, right? And these white people are telling us that it's a whole bunch of human species. Now, they talk about these pluralities to do one thing, is to confuse African people who are definitely on the, you know, very, very, very meager side of understanding what happened in the previous civilized worlds. You see, they are coming from way back in time and start to read and begin to understand things better than we here today. You see what I mean? So we really must be careful about how we go believe in the Bible and stuff like that, because they are ahead of us. And right into this World History textbook, I can tell you for sure, white people invented Christianity. And you might not think so, because why? You read? Have you read the history? No. Well, so it is if I tell you that white people did not begin to talk naturally. That's what the history shows. They did not start to talk naturally. No, they commit evil acts to start talking. Sexual acts against us, against our species. That's what happened. I don't see anything else that says anything otherwise. You see, they started out with the Neanderthals, and whereas they were looking like the flat-faced man of Kenya, by the time they done interbreed up with the Neanderthals that come from the sapien, higher human being than the hominids or their subgroup, Homo erectus. They began to look like human beings once they interbreed with the Neanderthals. Neanderthals did not talk, and so they did not talk either. But Neanderthal was pedigree, if you will. They are in third rank human above the second rank, which is Homo erectus. So Neanderthal was the higher class of humanity that these guys fuck up for about 40,000 years and look like higher class human being. However, though, the hybrid human being came from the Wise Sapien. That makes the Neanderthals and this subgroup of white sapien to be of the same blood, right? We are two subgroup of the same species. That is different from white people, hominid, ape-like. We don't come from ape, right? Hybrid humans don't come from ape. It's not written into any of the world history that I read that gives us graphic explanation of who is who. Now, clearly, it is shown that these hominid ape-like species they have more animalistic. And as you can see now, why do you think they fuck dogs? Why do you think European women and men screw with dogs? You don't know that about hybrid people? Except hybrid people begin to do it since these hominids began mingle with us, and like it's normative to do so, when it is not. But the question is, why do you think European even sell dog sex in brothels? In Scandinavian country. It's a fact. It's history. It's true. I read it. Four countries in Scandinavian countries, you could buy animal sex. Okay? So, right now, you see them transfiguring themselves to be like they're civilized people. There's a reason why they're doing that. They are criminals. They steal what you have. So we are in a bad, bad peril because since they learn to read, they learn to talk first, then they come to our school and learn to read and learn skills and everything like that. We are under a very, very serious situation. We African hybrid people. Because what is for sure, we don't come with certain type of ambition, like taking care of each other. We are not like that. Okay? But we have, we have really, really, really a different sphere of life than what we have been encountering. Because one, what makes us different from mere humankind, we are the hybrid quality. And the history says that. And our blood is not like donkey and horse bringing mule. You know, that's an example of hybridization in lower animals. But human hybrid is different because, number one, our earthly form of humanity is not like the ape-like humanity. We are the third degree, the highest human, like Neanderthals. Neanderthals is sapien. And sapien species is the highest human form. Okay? So we are both the highest human that is not ape-like. We are above white people, human state. Okay? So we are higher above them in every kind of way. So when them begin to force hegemony, not hegemony, but force miscegenation. When they force miscegenation on the African, both sapien and the hybrid sapien. When they did that, we psychologically dead. For them to find a way to mix their blood with our blood, We are basically, our brain is basically gone. Why we are allowing them to say they are having government and ruling us and telling us that they make law. After it is very, very clear, it is madness. Because long before they could talk, the Elohim, the civilized Elohim gods, came to Earth and settled in South Africa and begin to set up their own cities wherever they wanted to. And it took a while before they wanted helpers to work. It took a while. And when they created the helper in South Africa, of course, there were no Bibles around. And you don't have any of us that were writing Bible at all. So the point is, when they grab the Neanderthals with their monkey flat face, man of Kenya, when they go after the Neanderthals, remember, Neanderthal is basic sapien. He's basic sapien. It was not the hybrid sapien. But later on, okay, so they went after the Neanderthals and interbreed up and recycle their flat face until they look like Neanderthals, these white people. Now, it's difficult for us because they transform themselves and look like us, talk like us, and do things like us to where they begin science and everything else. How they started it out? Not when they were just human, I mean, pure. They didn't do anything besides make stone tools. So what their biological physique was, it was, according to history, the flat-faced man of Kenya, right? The southern apes. It's very, very explanatory in the World History textbook where they are coming from as a species. Okay? So you think about why they are so smart and blah, 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 blah. Well, they're also smart, but remember, they are coming from that species there, the gorilla species. And remember that gorillas don't start talk at any time. And they have been tested. They've been around until, let's say, 3.5 million years. And they were not talking. And talk about the Neolithic, the Paleolithic, Neolithic age and down to the Bronze Age. Right? And somewhere between the Neolithic, I don't know how deep in 100,000 years ago, which of these, I will have to research that, which of these would match up to 100,000 years ago, because they began to interbreed with our people on or around 100,000 years ago. That was when we were exposed to leaving Africa, some of us, when those things happened. So by the time they find out that they were having children that come and talk, they realize that they have assets. Because now, pretty soon, all of them will be only talking. Because you bet they're going to even kill out some of those of them that were not talking and begin to interbreed them, those who were talking. And that is how we get white people talking here today. Like, oh, they are a part of civilized people. That's not true. That is not true. You know? And I'm puffed up about that, too. Because distinction matters. It matters. Distinction matters. You know, who it matters to? The gods that put their blood and created us. Okay? It was not to go to that purpose where you have these ape-like getting their blood. You know, they could hardly tolerate us to begin with, moreover, for us to take their blood and give it monkey origins. No, that should not happen. And it's the reason why we are punished this way, because we get blood inside of us that destroy our brain, our cerebrum and cerebellum. You see, so look at us and who we are, and you want to tell me they are controlling us because we gave them blood that take them out of monkey, take them away from the monkey looks and monkey, you know, and their muteness, you know. They got rid of that. So they are not talking today because of natural causes of nature. They don't evolve with king ability. And if you read, you will understand why we are, what makes us talk. What do we have? Because we are coming from a low, from human level. The sapien. Wise sapien. That's where we are coming from. But they never talk. So it's the hybridization, genetic modification. That's what make us talk. And that's what these monkey ape-like hominid, that's what make them begin to talk. That's it. So now they have sense now to like do business and carry on all kind of things. And it's like there's a slight difference between them and us. Can't you see? Like a slight difference. But we have a by far deeper depth of reason and cleverness than they do. They steal everything they get, including our blood, the God's blood inside of us. And now we see them and think like, oh, it's all right to marry them. This girl that they make so-called Supreme Court judge the other day, married to a white man, and feel like she's on top of the world. This woman that become a judge has education. But this lady is not developed in a civilized sense. No, she's not. You think that what these white people are doing is civilized thing, like running a court system and all kind of institution system. You think that, oh, that's the top of civilization. You are darn wrong, because you're not reading the history that tells us about where we are coming from and where they are coming from. You think that can be compromised? Now, why do you think we are having so much destruction going on planet Earth? Why? What I'm telling you is the cause. Because the gods, this is not something they are pleased with. I mean, they make up a human society with everything to make life be pleasant and one that they are pleased with. We do something that is totally out of civility. So when you see these white people with their sodomite in a core, right? You can't get them out of fucking asshole. Okay? And then whatever we have as history, they try to like mess it all up. Write a Bible about God, a different God from what we know in history. Let me say it to you.
if you are not white and you are an African and you are wrapped up with white people, let's say you didn't know, well, you need to know now. You need to know now that white people is not your equal. And when you mingle your blood with theirs, they're killing out your species. That's what they're doing. All right? So you can go out there and fucking up with these people because they steal our money. I know how they got our money. I know how they got in power because I read it in the World History textbook. Okay? So you can be out there and think that white people is on top. Oh, and they are civilized. I want to know. You don't have anywhere to, nothing, no information at all to prove that white people are civilized. And from the fact that they just come out of the closet since 1980 AD, okay? Since this in the 70s, they're coming out of the closet one by one. And they begin to get, you know, use the money and the wealth that they're having and the dominance that they have to draw African people to be sodomites. That's their goal. Otherwise, they wouldn't leave everything or leave the desperate Europe want of civilization, what they want, and come and chase us down and claim that they have laws and you don't know where they make their law from. Ask me. They make their laws and say it's law of the land out of their stinking honest owl. That's where they make law from. They don't have no law. Not for African, ethnic people. They do not. Okay? And all the war they're fighting and killing people like they are, you're killing animals that, you it's not human. But they kill human like you're lower things. And you think that they are civilized, right? They are civilized. When you see they go to like Syria and go down there and kill the Assyrians, they go to Afghanistan, kill not white people, but the African ethnic people. That's where they go and get their feeding. The church is their feeding institution. They use all of these institutions to enrich themselves. And you think that they are civilized. They killed Gaddafi. And you think they are civilized. Obama is not a civilized man, but he was president, right? Yes. But why did he kill Gaddafi? Why Obama and Hillary kill Gaddafi? It is because of African wealth. You see? And you are turning a Supreme Court judge now. What his name? This other dude that, this girl did accuse him of sexually harassing her or something like that. Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas need to go and learn his own history because he does not know that. And, all of us need to do it. I have been doing it. We think about this dude that was a general in the army. Would that his name come up into my head. He went along and it appears like they pleaded with him to say Saddam have weapons of mass destruction because he was high up in the ranks of the military. So when he endorsed that, yes, this is Colin Powell. Thanks for reminding me. Colin Powell. You imagine how far down that African ethnic people are being mentally retarded. Colin Powell is mentally retarded. Because you cannot have this ape-like man come up through abnormal doing the kind of stuff that they are doing right now as sodomite people, and you see him killing off the African people, and you would affirm him, Colin Powell, affirm George Bush, whose father killed off all these people in Nicaragua when they were chasing Noriega, about 4,000 people. His father killed that, never do him anything in one little society there, about 4,000 people his father killed. And here he is coming, killing off the African people everywhere they can go. And we support them. We support them. And you look at the Farrakhan there. Farrakhan support them, just like Africa support them. And you look at Farrakhan and you think that in the Quran, it's if we don't read, we don't know, okay? And if we read and know, it would save us all the horror that we are going through. Because these white people, they cannot stand up in front of you if you should really tell them the truth. But you can't be sucking their milk and tell them the truth that make them feel sour. It won't work. You will have to be purebred to let them know that, look, you and them not equal. They don't belong in your territory. If our ancestors failed to do that, we can't fail to do that now. We cannot be afraid now to demonstrate that we are a species all by ourselves. We are the only civilized human beings and none other. You don't accept what they do coming in and kill us one by one as much as they want. No, we are not meat to eat, right? Or neither to have companionship with white people that come from primates. In the world is the textbook. They don't have a government, but they are looking at us and telling us they have a government. Colin Powell is telling George Bush lies, and he knew it was a lie. He's like, he doesn't know Saddam is not a white. He's not a hominid. Saddam is not a hominid. You see? And the land of Assyria don't belong to hominid. But they come now because, like I tell you what, they go through abnormal things. Because they think that, oh, when you think unnaturally, that's when you're thinking. That's what they write in the Bible too. Now, we're not going anywhere with them. We are going down, down, down. But I tell you what, it only take one person like me, one person like me, to totally destroy the whole bunch of AD and Adamanesis. It only takes somebody like me. And when I'm telling you that, I don't think that it's only me I'm telling you, is that it only take one person. It can only take one person. One person can do it. You have to be right. You see. So once they have all their bombs and all the kind of stuff and feel safe and secure, no, there's a way to annihilate these white fucking ass people. There's a way to annihilate them and don't use no weapon, no physical weapon. We don't use no physical weapon on them because there are too many alternatives. Why do you go to their church? If you stop going to their church, my friend, they'll run away from you tomorrow. If they find out that African people, hybrid people, don't want none of their churches. You see, because Farrakhan, with their with their institution, the Muslim. African people don't know it's the white people set up the Muslim church. We weren't born early enough, and we're not reading well enough now. So we don't know. Three church institutions makes up the entire church, right? And these white people set up the church system. The church is one. They say it's one body, right? But they divide up the church into three parts: Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. It's the same church. And it is these talking serpent white people. They are the ones that make up the church. They get wise long time. That's why you see they go and push Africa out of the way and colonize Africa. It's just maybe lately that they find a way to get some so-called conditional independence from these white hip-like species. Right? But they are under their influence. You see, these guys are taking the wealth out of Africa, whichever way they can, and the African country all around the planet. You see? And of course, you can see the Bible. They use the Bible as an authority book, and it doesn't have one academic consultant that certified Adam and Eve was in this garden. You can't find none of that. If you don't think that African people are mentally crippled, if you don't know they are mentally crippled, look at what they're doing. Look at the way African people who are supposed to be bonded ethnic people. You don't see that. You don't see that. And why would you like go along with these sodomites if you really know who they are and kill a leader of African ethnic origin? Colin Powell. You don't see much around these days because I think the guy's conscience is killing him for what he did. Because when the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, he came out, I hear him with my own ear. He said, you see, and he must be, you know, trying to save whatever face he has by owning up, confessing, to free up himself, I guess, to move on, like, okay, he's a good person. He said Saddam did not have any weapons of mass destruction. What do you think about that? Think about that. So what happened to Colin Powell? He was a high military man. If Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, you don't think that, Colin Powell knew? And if he didn't know, why is he saying that he don't have any? When chances are, he does. Why Colin Powell do such a thing? I think that is the reason why you don't see much of Colin Powell these days. Because if anybody were to step forward at a time like now and represent the African people, who these sodomite fucking ass come and say, we are nobody, they're taking over from us, and they are making up a government of their own. We don't know how they do it, right? I just found out by reading. We don't need them telling them to get out. Get out of every one of our territory. Because nothing here that they are holding on to is theirs. It's not white people own. You watch their mental deterioration. Are you seeing it? Do you see any African throwing anything, casting a spell on them? Well, the only spell that is being casting on them is the one I am throwing right now. White people are not civilized. None of them. They do criminal acts and start to talk. Okay? And they are able and they get education from us. They never go to their own institution to talk and talk properly or learn any skills from themselves. They were stone tool makers. They got everything that we, the gods, give us talent to create. They swoop down and take it all. They didn't do it when the gods were here. No. But no sooner than the gods left. It's like about BC 2000 or somewhere back there, that all the gods go back to their home. So it may be going like about 4,000 years now, right? But in BC 500, BC 509 BC, that's when these Homo sapien hominids, that's when they began to do things politically. You don't see they do nothing politically before that. But they do a lot of criminal acts, though. Yes, but you don't see them politically. And now when they start calling themselves a democracy. But what happened before 509 BC? I'm talking about from 100,000 years to where we are, and they learn to read and do all kind of stuff within this time. They don't belong to civilization. They need to stay in Europe where they come from. And this is where I'm telling you, I am serious about what I'm saying. And if you're talking about the way they did our brain, the fact that I grew up in the brainwashing church and happening to find out, I didn't find out by no other means except that I start to read, and the consciousness come within my brain. And you know who deals with our brain if we allow our brain to be accessed by the gods. They'll put the right thing inside there. If we are, you know, looking for knowledge, they will give us knowledge. But if we are in church and that's what we want to do, shout hallelujah and up, 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 la, la, ba, 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 Holy Ghost and stuff like that, then we'll never hear anything from the gods telling us anything. You see what I mean? So I just want you to know that if you are going to church, you're done. If you're going to church, you're done. If you're a believer in Christianity, you're done. Because this is this slut, I mean, sodomite fucking ass white people. That's what you're believing in. Everything they say in the Bible. about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, Adam and Eve. None of those things are true. And I would be really crazy, you see, if I would come out and say these things and they are not true. You know, it looks, you know, strange because, oh, can somebody just get up and begin to talk these things? Well, I didn't just get up and start talking these things. It takes quite a while for me to reason out things and to have accuracy in what I would have to say. Bamboozled, besieged by lies, man, never a sinner. I wrote that as, you know, a 244-page book to tell my experience. Okay? And I don't see any reason why I must not tell what I read and I know, and ultimately in this world is a textbook. And Sumerian, the human first civilization in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, we have more that we are losing far beyond what we are realizing, because clearly whatever we are doing that keep us alive, well, you know, it doesn't come up to like, say, a quarter of what we people are given. White people ain't doing us no favor. They're ready to kill you every chance they get. Get these honest fucking ass white people out of our territory. Don't harbor them. Don't go to their court. Don't go to their court. Don't go to their churches. Franchise them. Disenfranchise. Let these people out of our territory. They are honest fuckers and will ever be. They are dressing up and look like a civilized African hybrid people. That's what they are doing. You know, how come we allow them? How come Africa allow them to write a Bible and lower the standard of the African people? Why? If nobody understands what's going on, well, I'm talking what I understand, right? I'm talking what I understand. And I'm telling you, white people are fucking ass, nasty, hybrid. I mean they are hominid. That's what I mean to say. They are hominid. They are not fully, they are not civilized human beings, put it that way. They don't belong to civilization. They are using what we have, the blessings of civilization, to use it to run their sodomite world that they say they are AD Anno Domini. You can't find anything civilized about AD Anno Domini that way. Who is Jesus? You cannot find that prophecy in the New Testament. That is given by Isaiah in Isaiah book 9 chapter 6 and 7. You can't find that prophecy fulfilled in the New Testament, can you? No, you can't. And you can't find anything to affirm Adam and Eve in a garden anywhere. You can't. These folks are taking up, they are taking up elements of our civilization to make themselves appear like they are civilized and they are above us. Nothing that they have, they created to begin with. And when they started to talk, they go to a whole bunch of long process to building cultures of their own. You don't see it in our world literature textbook. And I'm saying, without anybody else's endorsement, I am telling you, I'm telling them to get out. Because if you don't get out and you have ethnic people joining you, fucking up and having children and marrying and all them kind of thing with you, they too will get swept away. Will get swept away. The heaven declares the glory of the gods as the water covers the sea. They don't want no fucking ass white people on their turf. Get out. That's all there is to it. African people will take care of themselves. We don't need nothing from fucking us. Homo erectus. Force cross-breeding folks. We don't need no help from none of them. And I'm telling you to get out. Right? Because down your intellect is going to go, whatever you have of it. You see, because right now you're stuck staring mad. First thing they want to do is get harming, big harming. We're for what? Didn't see the world like that at all. You decide that you're going to make it like that. I'm telling you, get your fucking ass out of our territory. Get out as fast as you can. Because if you don't, and you are forever an idiot, you don't understand when somebody talks to you, you will get it. You will get the full dose of what you deserve. And the gods knows exactly how to do it. And my friends, I want to tell you this. So as you listen and you have enough understanding to search yourself, to search things that deserving are things that are of value for us to know. Otherwise, we don't worth anything. We don't value anything as it is. We don't value anything. I want whatever be value for a civilized person. Possess it. And if you decide that you're going to follow what's going on in the world today, you will be separated from value. Because if you don't have civilized value, you're just eating and drinking and carrying on. But I tell you something. I know I don't value anything. That flesh and blood inside of me, that life inside of my blood, if I cannot follow life on the terms of the gods, teaching to us, I don't value anything. I wouldn't value anything except to go out and look at some nice, good-looking body woman or something like that. Everything is given to us to live the right way. And when we decide that we're going to live like these sodomite white people want us to live, then we don't value anything. And I don't tell you to believe anything that I say, but prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. The Bible teach you that, right? Yeah, but when the Bible teach you a good piece of knowledge, they corrupt you a long time, but, you know, somewhere. Yeah. And say your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things of the Bible. You don't understand the things of the Bible. They really mean to misunderstand the things in the Bible. The Bible is never telling you one solid truth before they corrupt your mind. So the truth that they are telling you is not a truth that will stay in you as a good law. No. Because when they are telling you that your mind is to be unnatural, or else you won't understand the things of God. They are spiritually discerned. You know? No, not at all. They will not tell you that your mind is to be natural for you to understand the things of God. No, they're not telling you that. But anytime you see admission to a good way of life in the Bible, they have it compromised long time. Why they are telling you this? There are too many things that are not true in the Bible to make anything you read good to be of use to you. Because all you need is one little speck of virus to stop your entire biological system from functioning. And that is what the Bible is. You don't have no Christian believer that ever been a civilized person. Not one. Not one. Because all them things we believe in the Bible cannot make us pure and clean and civilized, sane and sober. We believe too much of the lies. We don't know that they are lies, but unfortunately, there's hardly any truth in the Bible that is going to put you in the right direction. There are some things in the Bible that are good. But if you don't see the bad things in there, the good thing is not going to help you. You have to know the bad things in the Bible and don't follow what the Bible is telling you. Because when it's going to tell you about Adam and Eve in the garden, there is nothing true about a Bible Adam and Eve. Nothing. Right? And by that you believe in Jesus Christ. And that Jesus Christ that is begotten by God. No, there is absolutely nothing at all that certified that any God begot any son. And only Jesus alone he begot. Don't he have the devil too? Don't tell you that he begot the devil though. Why he don't tell you that he begot the devil? It should run right in line. And everybody else that God created, right? Everybody in creating at the garden, they should be begotten too, Adam and Eve. But only talk about begotten of Jesus Christ. It shows you that these white people, if you think their brain is hooked up right, no, they don't have our kind of brain. White people don't have our kind of brain because remember, they're coming from hominid. And they're crossbreeding with us. Don't give them, you know, our full brain and intestines and glands and organs. They don't get it full. They get partial. While they look like us and having children like us, but what type of taxonomic energy is inside of them? Rh, rhesus, blood? Well, we turn fool. And I don't need no more evidence to know that they have bad blood because they turn us into idiots big time. If you can see that they come here and set up universities and stuff like that and change our language around so that we understand foolishness because that's what they want. They want us to become sodomites. If you don't know that, I'm telling you, that's true. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I look forward to coming in and do this program. I know that Black Talk Radio is an adversary. I know that because they have, you know, have mute my mic on several occasions, maybe 15 times or something like that. I was not able to reach anyone. They may hear a little music, but you don't hear nothing I say. Because these sodomites are working against us. And they must know by now that, you know what? They are not going to survive in taking over the world and make it sodomites. They're not going to make the world sodomy. They can't. you look out. Let me tell you some of this here so that at least have a little more embody, you know, elements along with what I've just told you. Europe, hominid, AD and Adamani, US use uncivilized Jesus to defile civility. This is the truth. Yes. True, true, true. They think that we will never rise at all. White people think we will never rise from where we are. They know that they put the virus inside of us with their interbreeding. They know that they do. They know what they did. And they don't think that we will, all this long time, they don't think we will come to understand anything. But they have to. They have to reckon with the fact of history. If they think that they can use their Bible using our characters to finish destroying us, because that's what the Bible is, a destroyer of the psychological element of the African ethnic people. The Bible, whatever in the Bible that may be good, you may never see that part of the Bible because you will believe everything in the Bible to be the same, no matter how you don't understand it. But that's, it's just not true. But that's the way psychologically we are affected. Because I am reading these things in the Bible for half a century and didn't see anything wrong with them. Going into context with the Bible, that's the only way you are going to find out that the Bible is not a clean book and not everything in the Bible makes sense. In the accepting of the Bible, accepting Jesus, it does not allow us to distinguish one part of the Bible from the other part when it comes to whether or not the Bible is a good book. Once you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe in every single word and statement made in the Bible. You have got to start reading independently, looking at words for what the word really is and how it is applied in what you are reading. And if you don't do that, my friends, you go down the drain. And you will think everything in the Bible is okay and it come from a spirit God. That's not true. That is not true. So they don't think that we are going to resurrect from where they put us with their sodomite virus. I come and I tell you that all they want is for us to be sodomite. That's what the Bible is about, because Jesus never exists. And you may believe Jesus exists. You can't believe for Jesus to exist and make it exist. You have to have knowledge and know where these things are coming from. I mean, we live on Earth, but we now know we have connection to the outer world as well. Nibiru, for example. But if you think like what these white people start to tell us, that, oh, we are the only life in the universe, and they're listening out to you if they hear anybody else. You don't know. You know, they have a way of making, like, these information are coming from, you know, consensus place, like both black people and white people accept the same thing. That's not true. That's not true. These white people want us to think so. But if you start to read independently, quite a number of people begin to find it out. You see what I mean? Stop going to church. Church is not a place for ethnic African people. In no kind of way. And if you think the Bible has something for you, start to read properly your history. You know? You look at it this way. You are going to come to some perfection if you start to read words in general for their individual purpose, why it is there and directing you to something. You will come to a perfection in understanding greater. So it means if you know great about words and the Bible is good, can never put the Bible away because you can never find Adam and Eve to be wrong in the Bible. So that means in our prehistory, it would be wrong then. As long as you hold it right in the Bible, my friends. All right. Now, I'm telling you that Europe hominid, A.D. Anno Domini, A.D. Anno Domini meaning the year of our Lord, you know, and it's talking about Jesus Christ, that I am telling you, you cannot prove in nowhere at all that Jesus exists. You cannot. So what are you holding on to when you in your position with Jesus? You believe it. And I'm trying to tell you, you're using the word believe wrong. You don't believe into something you don't have a knowledge in. Let's say if you were reading history, that tell you, I mean real history that tell you about Jesus and Adam and Eve, then you would be on the right track. Then I would not be talking, negatively about the Bible. But if the history that is a record, a true record, and the Bible is not a true record, then you don't have a fight. You don't have a fight to endorse your belief because your belief is not endorsed by no intellectual academic person to say what the Bible is saying is true. They can't send you anywhere, whether in Africa or anywhere, and find Adam and Eve in a garden there. They can't do that. So these white people are tricksters, and I am not afraid to say what I'm saying. They like to kill us and stuff like that, but look here. They are the ones that are going to get destroyed now. You see, and they are getting destroyed from the faculty. You see, they damage our faculty. Yes, but they came along with damaged faculty because they couldn't talk. But that's the way they were, and whatever they do, that put them in the position that they are in right now. They don't have enough sanity to create and to establish civilization. They do not. Because everything that they are doing, they're wrongly emulating civilization. That's what they're doing. We don't need to be among them who's telling us that they have control over us and they learn to talk because of us. Oh, no. No, no. It don't go like that. It doesn't work like that. They are thieves. They have weapons. A lot of us are afraid of them. But the truth will not make us afraid of these fucking ass white people. We are not supposed to be afraid of them. We must watch and see them go down and perish. And that's where they're headed right now. They say they're having Supreme Court and stuff like that. How do you call what they are doing a civilized court when I'm telling you? We have kingship in history. What they have here as A.D. Anno Domini is not history. In the context of record of prehistory, we are prehistory. And you think life began in modern time? No. So if I'm talking nonsense, you know, I would be gone long ago if I were talking nonsense. So it's amazing that I am coming out of, as it were, the unknown as far as a lot of people are concerned. People out there listening to me right now who know me, oh my God, they don't know what to do with themselves, because they cannot understand how I come to be talking these things, and ain't nobody at all is phasing me with whatever we used to think. That is done away with. The white people bury us up into them old bunch of fucking nonsense. You see? You see what I mean? And fucking nonsense is not, I'm not cursing profanity. It is the fucking ass that they do that place them where they are here today. We all should be living happily in the world. First, they want was weapons to subdue us and to kill us out in mass number. That's what they wanted. They said why they want to come to the United States, it was because they want to have more wealth and to to play a role in the affairs of the world. Those kind of stuff. That's what they had the ambition to do. And they are sodomites. They are sodomites. And that's what they wanted to do. And talk about they come here from England, you know, because they're running away from religious persecution. And all these kind of stuff they say. But now, look at them. Everywhere we settle down in the Western world, they come and say they have AD and Adamani to control us. Now, I'm telling you, AD and Adamani don't work dry trash. There is no governmental institution ever on earth that is that name democracy. If these white people want a government of democracy, they don't establish that on African territory. And I'm telling you, it's my desire, and it's my communication. Dear God, I'm living every day to see them gone. Every day. And when they are gone, I'll say, Lord, you thankful. Thankful to you. Because we were not created to be mingling with sodomite fucking ass white people. No. And they think it's going to be cool. It's not. You watch and see how hot it's going to get. No joke about that. Because our creation don't tolerate them and their lifestyle. All right? And if they think it's going to go, the gods only want at least one of us to stand up and stand up the right way. And if they think that they're going to get away with this sodomite kind of stuff that they do, they're wrong about that. They're wrong about that. And there will be no misfiring in what I am saying. No misfiring. They cannot get away by finding a loophole in what I'm saying. Because I approach this sorrow from a child in the church. So I know much more now about approaching the elements of things honestly. That's right. Honestly. So there is clearly no reason to allow these sodomites to say they make law to kill us. Right now, they have laws to kill us. Like they killed Gaddafi. And nobody at all can touch them because they have the universal government. They don't have any government at all because the laws of civilized human beings, they don't know nothing about that. They have no union, no association with civilized law long before 509 BC. They don't have anything. They just need to deal with somebody like me. I don't say there's only me, but I say somebody like me. So that means you just need to meet one person like me. Go down into the record of the past. I know the difference between the past and the present. I know that the past creates the present. These fucking asshole white people just need to talk to the right person. And they will find out who has the right testosterone, who has the right taxonomic energy and belong to the right taxonomic group. Okay? They're going to find out. It's not them. It is not white fucking ass. A.D. Anadamani lawmaking stone tool makers from way back million years ago. They're going to find out it's not them. And they're going to get out smooth and without any problem. Because anything they do, it's not going to go like what they do. That's not the way it's going to go. The way they treat us, that's not the way it's going to go. The gods above, they wanted us to come to the knowledge of civilization, and everything would go right from right then. Don't mingle up with these white people. And what they talk about, they have billion years and they have million and billion years. Where they get the money from? You better don't run up into me, because I am going to tell you exactly where you come from and tell you to find your fucking ass up in Europe, man. That's where you're going to go, because we have the World Literature textbook here that tell us who we are and who you fucking really, really, really are. And if you go back there, go fuck your asshole. It's no joke about that. I'm here just about every day and talking to people, and so that somebody may out there and begin to understand. Because this is supposed to be done away with. It's supposed to be done away with. You know what I mean? So, here we go. What this is, money, Gaddafi announced he would trade oil in a new gold-based currency. Listen, why they kill Gaddafi? He announced that he would trade oil in a new gold-based currency with neighbors by passing the USD being the global standard. 24 hours later, a direct drone strike on his residence. Moral of the story? Don't undercut the Rothschilds, owners of the Federal Reserve. Do you understand that? Do you understand that when I talk about Colin Powell and what they're coming in and look what they do? There is no law above them, A.D. and Adamani, fucking nowhere law. These fucking stinking ass white people talk about Rothschild. They're going to send a drone on Gaddafi after 24 hours of his announcement. What wrong with what he said he was going to do? Now, these fucking asshole Rothschild Federal Reservers, now they are going to tell the African king, no, you cannot do that. Now, that's what Africa did. Send them on to overthrow the king in Europe, in Rome. You see? And from that, they think they have the right to do anything to African people. Well, I tell you something now, and guess what? No African people stand up and defend the gods who leave the property here. The gods set it up. this Rothschild fucking ass idiot coming here sending a drone, you know, threatening this guy's life, man. The king of Africa. Imagine that. And you see what they did with Saddam as well. Right? You don't have anybody to stand up and say, look, you guys, look, get your fucking ass out of our territory. No, they're going to send a drone. All right. You know, for me? Send a drone for me, too? If they don't want to go back where they come from, well, all right. Send out the drone, right? Uh-huh. This is not the official story. But mark my words, that is 100% the reason. Note, Saddam Hussein announced doing the same thing. Saddam Hussein announced doing the same thing at the end of 2002. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, also called the North Atlantic Alliance, in an international military alliance among 28 European countries and two North American countries, established in the aftermath World War II. The organization implements the North Atlantic Treaty signed 4th April 1949 to 2021 marks the 10 year anniversary to violent intervention in Libya and the assassination of Muammar Gaddafi. As was suspected time and was later shown in the published emails of Hillary Clinton, NATO acted to prevent Gaddafi founding an African Central Bank with its own gold-backed currency. You hear all these things? Who is saying anything to these things? Farrakhan? No, because Farrakhan is a part of these sodomites. You see what I mean? Call himself Muslim. That's what the white people teach them to do, to diversify themselves. When you think that they are belonging to this, no, it's something that somebody else is about. That's what they belong to. You see what I mean? So you think about these other people of the ethnic people who say they are defending our interests, but when you wind up, all over these years, where do you see these white people withdrawn from any of territory? No, because they come as what? It's simple because, you know, I tell you, to study the origin of where these white people come from. Study the origin of where they come from. And you will never have another African person hungry for anything or a place to sleep or not like that. You will not. But why? Where they come from with all this power from? If it's not the way I tell you, I read it in history. It's no other way. They couldn't talk, but they start talk. And where did they go to start? They come on us. It is us that they harm to do what they do. Our species. This fucking ass child, you know, rough child. They must have all the money, and they think because they have all the money now, everything is over with. The gods above knows the tears that settled up inside of me. That's not true. These are fucking ass people, these Rothschild folks. You see what I mean? That they can treat an African who turned their back on the Elohim God is the only reason why these fucking assholes are able to do these things. Saddam and all of these other guys. They turned their back on the gods. You see, this guy, Farrakhan there, you think Farrakhan, you know, do anything for African people? He has a place over there where we have a lot of women, nice women, you know, they all come and flocked around him like he has some sense. And, and they don't listen to his double tongue. He's talking about Jesus Christ. And where can you find Jesus Christ anywhere in a civilized book? Where do you find Jesus there, in an authenticated context? Now, the Bible is the place for you to find a real Jesus. You can't find a Jesus in there. You can't find a real Adam and Eve in the Bible either. That is Christianity. You see what I mean? So the point is, we reach a stage now that if you as an African ethnic person are not the true, if you're not clean, look, they're gone with you. They are gone with you. And I can tell you about me. I grew up in the church. I did not understand fully about anything at all about the church, reading fourth grade level. So two things happened to me. I learned to read better, but I was sincere, whatever I was all along. I'm sincere, you know, live a clean life. Okay? But it took like about 20 years more, because the church does set your mind in a brainwashing state, right? That whatever you read in the Bible, you take those things as true. You don't resist those things. But I start to read seriously and begin to find out that, okay, there are some, you know, language here in the Bible that is not sane statements being made. You know what I mean? So you cannot reconcile those uncivilized statements that are made in the Bible, contradictory and confusing and everything like that. That they say your mind must be unnatural for you to understand what the Bible is saying. Well, my track record is I never turn my back against my creation. What they give me as a Bible about my creation, that was what all I know. I don't know anything else. When I began to read, this is the thing. What did I do when I begin to see stuff? I didn't have no problem to vote for the logical and the positive message, opposed to the confusing and your whole bunch of lies. I did not take to them until I learn, until I come to find out that the very God in the Bible that I hold on to the very last moment was cut from the thread that I hang by with Christianity. I realize that the very use of the word God is not true. So I had no more of the Bible God. You see what I mean? But I was not going to let go the truth for what is not true. And I wouldn't let it go for something I just believe. No. I went on and gained knowledge on any of everything that I thought made sense. What did not make sense was gone. And what made sense and stand up, nobody can't refute. That's what I stand with. So if you think believing is going to take you to where you say you have faith in Christ and in God, you know, it is surprising. It is amazing. But, you know, the truth is just the truth. And if everybody in the world is wrong and I'm right, it's okay with me. Because if all of you come up on the wrong side of what is proven true in word science process, you come talking nonsense. You know, and, you know, it's like all the people that smoke are wrong. Yes, they're wrong. You want to go smoke too? No. No. So get away from the majority. Stay with what's right, what you prove to be true. And these folks, right now, as you can see, the people of the civilized world are afraid of them because what? We are all deceived by the Bible that they wrote about Jesus and Adam and Eve in a garden. No, they started off with our character, our world. That's where they come in and invade our world and begin to use our characters. They use our way of life and take it on like it is their own. Right, pretty soon they call you Jews, and afterward they say you are not Jews, or them are Jews. You see that? Yeah. They call you all kind of names. And then they begin to call themselves Gothians. They call themselves Philistine. They call themselves all kind of names, the right name. They call themselves Romans and all that. And write all kind of things to say they are who they say they are. But wait a minute now. They didn't come from a talking species. Hello? They don't come from a talking species. And that's where the foundation is of everything. Did white people come from hominid? Yes. And that's how they fuck us. Fuck us all. And everywhere we set ourselves, they think they have a right to come there and kick us out and tell us that we must learn to fuck us too. And I'm telling you, that's not true. If they think they can go and set up something to work against what African people are doing, let's see what they're going to do now. Because all we are coming with right now is history. Everything that they have done as a species, we know. Everything they've done as political, we know. And we know what they are using that has no basis whatsoever. It's vacuous, pieces, specious, 100%. So let them go and make up something now that can defend what their criminal and sodomite intent is. Because this is what I have. And I'm only one person. I am one person. And I direct what I know as the substance that the gods created. And you know, I intend to go to my bed and sleep at night and get up in the daytime and walk. And let the rough child send his zone or whatever you call it. Let them send out what they have. You see what I mean? Because I know the F5 tornadoes, they are out there. And many other things too. Tornadoes. Shake them down into the ground. You see what I mean? Only what the gods did here. Only what they did on earth. And we come to know it. That's what deserves honor, respect, and praise. Praise to the gods. These fucking ass white people who come down with nothing at all, I want to tell us, come on, bring it on, because I'm ready.
I am ready. And so, I can tell you that, you know, if we don't have the presence of the God to help us anymore, well, might as well, I just give up the ghost. But if I don't see that, I don't have anything inside of me that tells me that, you know what? I'm going to do what I have confidence in, that I have seen enough evidence. It's not like reading the Bible and I don't know anything. No, I have seen what I call the tangible and the intangible come together, and that's all there is to it for me, right? And see who will be left alive. All of what they do with military and stuff like that, I know where everything they have come from, everything, and I'm prepared to weather this storm. Listen, it goes on to say, it was thanks to the 2016 publication of Hillary Clinton's email, her emails, that the reason behind NATO's entry in that institution would be challenged into the institution would have challenged the power of the dollar and finally allowed Africa to escape its colonial shackles. So they still have shackles on Africa, right? White writes Ellen Brown to Libya was revealed. It was to prevent the creation of an independent hard currency in Africa would free the continent from its economic bondage. You see that? Where is Colin Powell? Where is Colin Powell? What did he do for the African people at large? A lot of people want to even go back to Africa to live. But, you know, there's not much about that because the entire world is given to Africa. Maybe a lot of people have never heard this before. And those who have heard it before say nothing. There's nothing they can do. But look, this is in the Civilized campaign of restoring African people's minds, those that are left and are able to survive by learning the truth. So the economic bondage under the dollar, the IMF, and the French African franc. That hard currency would have allowed Africa to shake off the last heavy chain of colonial
exploitation. Imagine, these white people couldn't talk. They are fucking ass sodomites. And you want to tell me, that Obama would do something like that, and they call him a black man, and this other guy, you know, that I told you about, lied that Saddam had weapon of mass destruction. You've never seen such a low mentality of African people like that, at that level of governmental performance. You imagine that. You imagine that. So now you know what African people are like. You know, it's not so much that you attribute it to them, but you have to be careful of them. You have to be careful of the ethnic people. You see what I mean? All of them are mind their own business. The Chinese mind their own business. The Indians mind their own business. And the rest of them mind their own Hispanic. They mind their own business. You see what I mean? You would never think that they are of the same blood. Ethnic people. All right. So it goes on. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to Libya. In October 2011, was referred to by the media as a victory lap. Right? She's a victory lap. We came. We saw. He died. She cried. What? She crowd in a CBS video interview on hearing of the capture of the brutal murder of Libyan leader Muammar el-Gaddafi. I don't know what you make of what I just told you. We are on a planet. We have a species where we come from. What species doing it? Exploit us with sex. Exploit us with everything. And go ahead and take over the world over us. And we help them. Now, the gods up there and looking on us and say, well, then, why should you have to make a little guy like Tim Aldred? You know, like, step forward and get to the bottom of your autonomy. Why? You allow these fucking ass, mute, hominid, Homo erectus, do all these things, and none of you will stand up for your own right. If you see these idiots follow these fucking ass sodomites, why are you following them in their churches? So, what do you think is going to happen to this guy, Tim? What do you think is going to happen to him? Stand for the existence of the gods and the goddesses, the king of heaven and earth, Anu. That's what I know. I swear that's all I know, and that's all I have to give you. These fucking white people, come on, they are lower than, you know, look, at least they are below us in many degrees. Money don't put them superior to us. It does not. They fooling around because we allowed. But the time would come. They get their new generation of talking babies. But we better yet have a breed that is far beyond the talking babies that they got to make
their sodomite culture. We are the real culture, civilized culture. Our civilization is here to serve civilized people with kingship, kingship law code.
What these fucking white people have about AD and Adamani, they don't have not even the dust of a foundation to rest their government power on. So they make one out of their asshole and call it Jesus Christ. And say Jesus Christ was begotten. You out there with any sense? Are you serious that a God, a spirit God in the Bible, begot a son, only one son, when there's, like a trillion other people that he created in the Garden of Eden or so, right? True Adam lineage, you know? What woman did the spirit God begot Jesus in? And how do we created in the image and the likeness of a spirit God? Do you know what image the spirit God looked like? And he begot Jesus Christ and sent him in a spirit angel to inseminate Mary, the virgin. And you believe all those things. And you believe wise men follow star to see the baby Jesus. None of those things are true. Let's get to it now with these white fucking ass white people and find out how they come to talk about AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord. What year is that? These guys can make any shit and call it a crown and black people take it for... Well, I don't call black people. I don't call us black people at all. But I have to get into the awareness of the moment. But we are not black people. I'm simply trying to say, these sodomite fucking ass people who are making laws now, they did not make law to fuck each other in Europe, but they're doing it in America. Do you understand that? They're doing it in America. When I get here and hear and tell you the real thing, no, they turned my mic off. You see what I mean? It's like Gaddafi say he's going to do, and they send a drone. And the next thing, they go kill him. And, you know, Saddam have weapon of mass destruction. And what's his name? Colin Powell, he's saying, yeah, he did it. He has them. And it's not true. Proven not true. Well, the gods could have something up their sleeves. Prove that, you know, they are not into no challenge with fucking ass white people who they come and learn everything in their civilization and then come and decide to disrespect the gods themselves and those who the gods created and seek a way to get the gods' blood to act against the gods themselves and show and prove to, which then they don't need to prove anything to anybody, but I guess those of us who are here and for whatever it means, show say, look, you all, civilize us. Because look at who you are following. Batty fucker. Anybody who have a sense of nature knows that you don't fuck through your body all. You don't do that. And when you begin now to find sweetness in fucking body all, none of the glands them in your body all, except the glands them, you know, they are tricked that, you know, it must be something good. But it was not created for fucking. Body world is not created for fucking. And they're the one who come here now and say they're making law for body old fuckers to be married. Now, I say get out. That's all I'm saying. My friends, I thank you for tuning to the program today. What I tell you is what I get to give you now. And there is nobody is coming to tell me that I'm wrong. So run. 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 All right, let's see how it's going to go now. And I know my friend is here, you know, waiting with the tune. Fools die for want of wisdom. Here we get it. Peter Tosh.
A better nation. clean up Jah creation. Or there will be no future for you, you and me. The lips of the righteous, it teaches many. But fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is ill succeeded. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty.